Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Roy Hughes. Batting second. The third baseman, Odell Hale. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting sixth. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Joe Vozmak. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Oral Hildebrand. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Oral Hildebrand. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting second. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting third. The right fielder, Mule Haas. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Zeke Bonura. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jackie Hayes. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tony Peete. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Vern Kennedy. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Vern Kennedy. And now, play ball. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Peete fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale takes first base on ball four. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hale. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Hale steals second. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky takes first base on ball four. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Weatherly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Mule Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a line drive into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is hit by the pitch. Krivic moves to second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. Radcliffe scores. Krivic moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes takes first base on ball four. Appling moves to second. Tony Peete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peete hits a fly ball into left field. Vozmak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan takes first base on ball four. Joe Vozmak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vozmak takes first base on ball four. Sullivan moves to second. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sullivan. The throw from Sewell and he is safe. Sullivan steals third. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker strikes out. There goes Vosmick. Here's the throw, and he's safe. One out. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hughes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Trosky hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Trosky moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0 for 1 in the game. Haas hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hildebrand fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Oral Hildebrand is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hildebrand is 0 for 1 in the game. Hildebrand hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a ball on the ground towards second. Hughes throws to second for one, and Knickerbocker throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Hayes moves to second. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-1 in the game. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hayes moves to third. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive towards short. Knickerbocker reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura fields the ball and throws to Kennedy covering. Safe. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trotsky fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Trotsky. Kennedy moves to third. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Krivic reaches second base with a double. Kennedy scores. Radcliffe moves to third. It's 2-0, White Sox. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-2 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Radcliffe scores. Krivic scores. Haas moves to third. It's 4-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Bonura hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek. Appling reaches second base with a double. Bonura moves to third. Thornton Lee now pitching. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Hale settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 0-for-2 in the game. Pete hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bonura scores. Appling moves to third. It's 6-0, White Sox. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields it and throws to first for the out. Appling scores. Pete moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 7-0, White Sox. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sullivan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Haas. Throws the ball into Appling who tags Sullivan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Trosky moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hayes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 7, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mulehaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Haas is called out on strikes. Two outs. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Krivic. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Krivic steals second. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got one RBI. Bonura hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Krivic scores. It's 8-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Lee, and towards Knickerbocker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Rosenthal now playing center field. Mike Krivic now playing right field. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Thornton Lee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lee strikes out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hayes hits a fly ball into right field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Kennedy hits a line drive towards the mound. Lee reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Pete fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Averill hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Pete settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Hale moves to second. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Weatherly hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sullivan hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bonura scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sullivan for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 8, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker misplays the ball. That's an error on Knickerbocker. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 3 for 4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Krivic hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Radcliffe moves to third. Larry Rosenthal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosenthal hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Radcliffe scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 9-0, White Sox. Zeke Bonura is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonura is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got two RBIs. Bonura hits a pop-up towards short. Knickerbocker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to second. Jackie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Krivic moves to third. Appling moves to second. Tony Pete is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pete is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pete hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 9, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Rosenthal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell pinch hits for Thornton Lee. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 9, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.